Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
All right, folks. Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am your guest host, Barack Lurie. Check us out at the website, therealside.com. Call us at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to chime in on these topics. As you may know, I am also the host of the Barack Lurie Show on AM 870, The Answer, in Los Angeles. Sundays between 10 and 11 in the morning. Always like to hear from mutual callers and mutual audience members. It's a lot of fun. As you may know, I'm also the author of two books, and another book on the way. My first book, Atheism Kills, became a major bestseller, much to my surprise. But it was good. It was really fun. And the basic theme of that is that atheism is a destructive force. It's a killing machine. It's not just some ideology where it says, oh, well, there's no God. Right? And that's what an atheist will tell you, that, hey, there's no God. That's all I'm saying. Leave me alone. Right? But saying that is like saying, hey, you know, look, I don't believe in safety belts or seat belts, right? I don't believe in it. You know, well, okay, that's dangerous, my friend. I'm telling you, it's dangerous to not have God in your life, okay? You need to have a sense of something higher than you that's in charge. If you don't have that, bad things happen, okay? Atheism Kills proves that point. Time and time again with all the history. I mean, I could go into that deeply, but I also show it kills so many other things, such as purpose and meaning, beauty, you name it. It kills it. And then, of course, my second book, Rise of the Sex Machines, which actually was supposed to be the second chapter of my second book, which is now Atheism, which is Atheism Destroys. Rise of the Sex Machines is about how culture and technology are radically altering relationships, or they're killing relationships. And it's all because of godlessness. That is a huge issue that we're dealing with now. The death of relationships. And if you don't have God, you will see relationships spiraling out of, not out of control, they'll just disappear. There's a reason why God wants relationships. But if there's no God, there's no reason to have a relationship. There's certainly no reason to have children. I don't know why anybody would want to get married when they don't have God in their lives. You know, you may do it because it's what's been expected of you, and that's what people did many generations ago. But you'll see, in an increasingly godless society, what happens? People don't get married. And what's going to happen in the generations to come is that people will just kind of couple here and there for two or three years at a time because it's convenient, and then they'll move on because there's really nothing tying them. People are already saying that marriage is just a piece of paper, right? People are not getting married. They're just hooking up. That's what the young generation is doing. That's what Cody's generation is. Are you doing that, Cody? No, he is not. He is shaking his head. Yeah, that's because he's conservative. That's why. Yeah. It's as simple as that. He has God in his life, and he understands marriage is important. Hopefully children will be a very important factor in your life and have many of them. God wants us to do that. But you see how things are changing so dramatically, right? There are many dividing lines between liberals on the one hand, I should say the left on the one hand, and conservatives on the other hand. And one of the dividing lines, as we know, is global warming, right? If somebody is pounding the table saying, we are dooming ourselves with global warming and carbon emissions and blah, 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 there's a good chance that that guy is a lefty, okay? Or at least a liberal, especially if he calls you crazy for believing otherwise. But another way of telling whether somebody is a liberal is how they view family and how they view marriage. If you if you ask somebody today, a random person, you don't know anything about him, and you say, hey, what is your take on marriage? And the person says, you know, I think marriage is very instrumental to the advance of civilization. We really need this marriage thing. And what's your take on children? And he says, children are our future. We need that. And it's all good. You can bank that that person is a religious person. With 99.9% certainty. Okay? He ain't an atheist, for one thing, and he ain't a conservative. No way. Okay? 99.9%. And conversely, if people say, oh, I, Mary and I, we're just going to have, like, one child, or we actually prefer to have no children, because, you know, it's irresponsible for global warming purposes. And we don't want yet another mouth to feed that will suck up Earth's precious resources. Okay, you know you're dealing with a lefty. That's the way it is. It's a dividing line yet again. And that's the point of my book, Rise of the Sex Machines. It's also the point of my book, Atheism Kills. Godlessness is the key factor with both of those books. It is a force. Atheism is a force. It's not just the absence of belief in God, my friends. It is its own force. Just like gravity is its own force. You don't see it, but you can see the effects of it, right? And you know, taking out God from the equation, I always say this is a perfect metaphor. Perfect. Taking out God from the equation of civilization is like taking the sun out of the solar system and expecting the planets to continue their wonderful circular orbit. Got it? Does that make sense? Cody, you like that one? Yeah. We need the sun in the solar system. The sun is necessary. God is necessary. You have to understand that. Everything that you see, everything that you enjoy, is in some way the product of having God in our civilization. Yeah, that's right. You betcha. It's the music you love. It's the inventions you love. It's the freedom you love. All of those come from our belief in God, and it's very important. All right, when we get back, we'll talk much more about the debate. We'll talk a little bit more about Steven Spielberg's daughter, which is it's so fascinating. You will not want to miss this one. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist opposed to will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
All right. Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Burak Lurie. Check us out at therealside.com. Always fun to do that. Look, we've been talking about this debate that happened yesterday. It's so interesting, so emblematic of what's going on within the Democratic circus. And it is a circus. I mean, each one of them is more boobish than the next. It really is. There's nobody out there that has that gravitas. That's what we said at the earlier hour. And it's embarrassing for the Democrats. I have many Democrat friends on Facebook and otherwise. And I know how deeply they believe in the Democrat cause and, to some extent, socialism. But, I'm happy to report that some of them who are really diehard lefties on Facebook and Twitter, they're saying, you know what, I'm a Democrat through and through. I'll always vote Democrat, but I don't like any of these guys, including the women. So it's interesting. I think that the Democrats really have a big, serious problem. But why is it that they have a problem? I mean, that begs the question. Why? Okay, you would think, okay, well, you've got Trump. Let's try to advocate, and Bernie's advocating socialism. But putting that aside, they could do something. They could present another Obama-type guy that talks about the poor guy and everything else, and somehow packages it in a way that sounds more serious. But they don't. The reason why is they don't actually have a platform. They don't really have anything to say. You know, Trump has something to say. He said, make America great again. He's harking back to good capitalism. He's basically saying we went the wrong way. I want to steer the ship back to the direction that it's supposed to go. Okay? But the Democrats don't even have that ability to argue. They don't know where the ship was going in the first place. They have no idea. They have no Northern Star for which they can, to which they can point their ship and say, well, that's where we're supposed to be going, and we're not going there, so let's do it. Let's point our ship to the Northern Star. They don't have it. They never will. They don't even have a Northern Star in the past to be able to say, you know, those founding fathers, you know, why can't we get back to that? Well, because that's conservative, right? So they can't do that. So they want you to talk, they talk very loosely and vaguely about the poor guy. They talk about racism. They talk about transgenderism and anything else they can think of. I mean, it's the more wacky, the better. But there's like this inchoate sort of sense of stuff is going on out there and we need to fix it. But that's not good enough for us. Trump gave us a Northern Star. And that's the big difference between us and them. And socialism is a Southern Star that we definitely do not want to steer our boat toward. And it's so destructive. We will clearly crash on the rocks if we steer our boat toward socialism. How's that for a metaphor? Doing pretty well on the metaphor department. Okay. Well, and again, Chris Matthews speaks well to this issue. Now, we played a clip before about how he said, if we continue on with this, we will lose 49 states. But we also want to talk about how he views socialism. Can you play that socialism is so freaking stupid clip?
To talk about the issue of this campaign, it is that word, socialism. Some people like it. Younger people like it. Those of us like me who grew up in the Cold War and saw some aspects of it after visiting places like Vietnam, like I have, and seeing countries like Cuba being there, I've seen what socialism is like. I don't like it. Okay? It's not only not free, it doesn't freaking work.
There you go. It's that simple. And Chris Matthews is spot on. And look at his passion. All right? So he's worried for the Democrat Party. I get it. And he's trying to tell them, don't pursue the socialism path. It is destructive. But he's looking at his other options, and I don't think he's very happy with it either. You don't see Chris Matthews or anybody being rah-rah about Biden or Klobuchar or Pete Buttigieg or whatever. They're just not interested in any of those players. And they're just hoping, they're praying that one of them will, you know, just win already. Be the nominee already, and let's just rally around you and let's do the best that we can. That's what they want. But there's nobody that they're passionate about. Okay? Biden was that guy, of course, but then, like I said, I think he has dementia, and I say that with sympathy. I think he has no business running for president. I mean, look, and every day seems to bring out yet another crazy thing that he said. Let's play that clip about the 150 million people that have died by guns. Can you play that?
And 50 million people have been killed since 2007 when Bernie voted. 150 million people have been killed since 2007 when Bernie voted to exempt the gun manufacturers from liability. More than all the wars, including Vietnam, from that point on.
Okay, all right. So, look, I mean, it's too easy to punch this, right? 150 million people. P.S. P.S., Joe, that's half the American population, okay? Today. Not yesteryear. That's half have died apparently from gun violence. I mean, that's, you got a lot of blood on your hands, Bernie, if that's the legislation that you agreed to, and that's the effect of the legislation that you agreed to. How bizarre, all right? And look, I mean, technically speaking, if it were 150 million people who died from gun violence since 2007, well then, yeah, I would agree. That's more than all of the wars combined, including Vietnam. Okay, yeah, okay. But That's assuming that $150 million is the number, which, of course, it's not. I don't know what he was thinking. Was he thinking $150,000? Whatever. I don't think it's even that. But crazy Joe, that's all he is. He's also, you know, I think he also made this comment where, during the debate, you should vote for Joe Biden, and he says, and I'm running for the United States Senate. Joe, it's 2020, and you're running for the presidency. Yeah, you once said that you were running for the Senate. You once were a senator, but I'm just telling you, you were the vice president, and now you're running for the presidency, just to stay on target. Okay, Joe? So, nice guy, but clearly, and sadly, I think suffering from dementia. And I really don't mean to make fun of that. I'm simply saying he doesn't belong, and it belong running for the presidency, and these are examples of the dementia. Then he also says, in the same speech, then he says, if you don't vote for me, okay, vote for the other Biden. Okay, Joe, is there another Biden in the race that I don't know about? I mean, is he your fantasy fictional friend or something? I don't know. Your invisible friend. Yeah, it's weird. And then you've got this kind of interesting thing that's being said from Bernie, referring to Netanyahu as a reactionary racist. Can we play that one?
Now, sadly, tragically, in Israel, through Bibi Netanyahu, you have a reactionary racist who is now running that country. And I happen to believe, right now, sadly...
Okay, so that is insane. That's unacceptable. Okay, and look, for all you lefties out there, and among them the Jewish liberals out there, you need to understand this man is not your man, even though he is Jewish by background. He is an embarrassment to Jews, he's an embarrassment to America, and he's an embarrassment to all things relating to the truth whatsoever. We will discuss more about this and, of course, get to the Steven Spielberg daughter situation. You are going to be blown away when I show you this clip. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Multiple people have been killed in a shooting at the Molson Coors Brewing Company campus in Milwaukee. Here's Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett.
But again, it is a horrible, horrible day for the employees here. It is a very rough day for anybody who is close to this situation. So, but I just wanted to let you know what I know. Again, there are multiple people who have died, I believe including the shooter.
President Donald Trump addressed the shooting before speaking at the White House, saying, "Our hearts break for them and their loved ones. We send our condolences. We'll be with them. It's a terrible, terrible thing." The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has reported at least seven were killed, including the shooter. Major U.S. stock indexes closed mostly lower, extending the market's heavy losses for the week. The S&P 500 fell for the fifth straight day, with worry about economic fallout from the virus outbreak that originated in China. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Some messed up white people.
All right, folks, welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Barack Lurie. Thanks for being with us tonight. And our website, therealside.com. You'll love it. Check it out. All right, so we were talking about the debate, of course, and I just want to wrap up on this because it's so fascinating. So you had Bloomberg kind of, he was like a deer in the headlights yet again. He did much better than his Nevada thing, but he didn't say very much at all. And so he didn't really rehabilitate himself, as we say in law. I'm a lawyer. And it's, anyway, I thought it was fascinating. So then you've got comments from both Warren and Bernie to the effect of they're not going to go to AIPAC because, you know, Israel is a racist country, I suppose. Whatever it is. So Warren is already committed to not go to AIPAC. AIPAC is the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. And it's a very large lobby. It's a pro-Israel lobby that seeks to make sure that Israel is protected by America. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's a valid lobby. Okay? Like anything else. The gun lobby and so on. So, and presidential candidates every year go to the big AIPAC meeting in Washington, D.C., in March. So that's coming up, of course. So all the big players are going to be speaking at AIPAC. And will Trump show up? Yeah, you betcha. Okay, that's what they do. And if not him, then it'll be Vice President Pence and so forth. And anybody who's a serious player who's running for office has to go to AIPAC. So Warren was asked at one of her town hall meetings, will you commit to not going to AIPAC? And Warren said, yes, I'm proudly committing not to go to AIPAC. And everyone's applauding and so on. Okay, same thing with Bernie. Because, as he just said, it's a racist country somehow. Netanyahu, who's been prime minister for, 10 years or so, is a reactionary racist. Okay, first of all, how is he reactionary? I mean, are you trying to say he's conservative? That he's so conservative, he's reactionary. Which, of course, he never defines. But that's okay. He is conservative. But reactionary, I don't know what he means. Like I said, to say racist is so unfounded, so stupid, so without any evidence whatsoever. How could you possibly say he is a racist? What is it? I mean, the theory that because Israel wants to protect its borders, that's racist? Do you know, Bernie, that Israel has more Muslims on the Supreme Court than any other non-Muslim country? How about that? Did you know that? I bet you didn't. They have more women in the workforce than America has, proportionally. They have more gays all over the place. Israel is a gay mecca, at least Tel Aviv is. Okay, it's very open to gay, the gay community. It's a very liberal, and I don't mean in an American sense, it's a liberal, open country. You know, maybe you don't want to be, Judaism doesn't teach about somehow embracing the gay lifestyle, but you're gay, no big deal. We're not going to shun you. That's the point. And there's a gay pride parade in Israel. You can be black, white, purple, whatever in Israel. It is a truly diverse community. I've been there many times, okay? I've been there probably about, 20 times. I know what I'm talking about, okay? P.S. I was also born there. I'm Israeli, okay? I have relatives who are Israeli. I know what I'm talking about. And you know who doesn't know what he's talking about? Bernie Sanders, okay? Don't give me that crap when you don't know what you're talking about. And you're just goading your potential voters because you know that maybe you can get this anti-Israel vote, this anti-Jewish vote, even though you yourself are Jewish. Shame on you, Bernie Sanders. You're a despicable man. Okay, so Warren and Bernie at least have that in common with them. Maybe they should go out sometime. I don't know. All right. Let's get to the Steven Spielberg thing. You've got to hear this clip. Steven Spielberg's daughter, who is the daughter of him and Kate Capshaw, I think it is, Steven Spielberg and Kate Capshaw, they have a daughter that's an adoptive daughter. Not that it matters, but she is. And I don't know what her background is other than just being adoptive. But she's decided that she's going to go into porn. And isn't that great? Okay, she's like 23 years old. And she told her parents, and she said, somehow they're supportive. They're not alarmed, and they're somewhat supportive. Why don't we play the clip? Because it's an interview. Go ahead.
Do some erotica, so that's like pictures and videos for private customers or for the public, if that ever arises. I'm also hoping to get my dancing license here pretty soon, so that I'm able to do what I love most in my spare time and also make money from it, which is dancing, essentially. I got really tired of not being able to capitalize on my body. Frankly, I got really tired of being told to hate my body.
Okay,
and I also just got tired of...
All right, so sorry. She wanted to capitalize on her body, and she got tired of being told to hate her body. Okay, all right, okay. Let's start off with the hating her body business. All right, who told you to hate your body? I just want to know. Okay? Is there anything out there, media-wise, or anybody, any person that has told you, you should hate your body? Okay, so she throws this out there, and no doubt she thinks that people will glom to that. But don't give me this BS. This didn't happen. Nobody told you to hate your body. Not in this culture, at least. There's no way I believe that for a second. Girl, you should hate your body. I don't believe it. All right. So then, and then just before that, she says, I want to capitalize on my body. Okay. Like my body is a thing. What is more dehumanizing than that, Cody? Right? Isn't that right? My body is a thing. Take it. It's like okay. And presumably I'll make my body look good so that I can now present it as a good for the public to consume. All right? You should be ashamed. This is not what God wants from you, young lady. Okay? You are to treat your body like a temple, not like a rag. Okay? Not the thing to be played with, like a Lego or a stuffed doll or something, or worse, far worse. Okay? You know what it is? She's treating her body as if it's a sex toy. That's what it is. That is dehumanizing. And you're inviting men to view you as a sex object at the same time as decrying when men view women as sex objects. Do you see the cognitive dissonance that I'm dealing with here, Cody? It's very difficult for me. It is. All right, let's play a little bit more.
Working day to day in a way that wasn't satisfying my soul. And I feel like, honestly, like doing this kind of work, I'm able to, quote unquote, satisfy other people.
Okay.
But that feels good.
Let's pause this. So she's going to satisfy her soul by giving it up, as it were. I'd be a little bit more graphic if I could. But giving it up to as many men as possible so that she this satisfy her soul. Okay. Said no woman in the history of mankind, okay, or womankind for that matter. It just doesn't, that's not what women go for. They just don't go for it, okay? And I dare say a man, you know, that's not satisfying to his soul either. If he were to have as much sex as possible or to go into the porn world, he's not going to say, oh, this really, you know, releases my creative energies. No, it doesn't, okay? It releases something else, okay? But it does not release your creative energies. So that's nonsense. Let's go for the next one.
Because it's not in a way that feels violative. I actually think that once they see how far I've come from the bottom I was at a year and a half ago, they're going to look at this and go, wow, we actually raised a really self-assured young lady.
Okay, let's pause. Okay, so, wait a minute. This is not the bottom? you've gone up from a bottom there? Really? Oh, okay. Let's see. Isn't like saying, okay, well, Johnny doesn't do as much drugs anymore, right? I mean, he's gone off of heroin, and now he's just on LSD or PCP. I mean, I'm not at the bottom anymore. That's good for you, young lady. Okay, go ahead. Let's go.
And we've raised someone who knows exactly what they want in life and who basically doesn't let people push her around.
Okay, let's pause that. Because we'll wrap this up, this part of it. But she thinks that her parents will think that they raised a self-assured, confident young lady. She said worse to that effect, right? No, they don't think that. Here's what they're thinking. Where did we screw up? How did we F this up? Right? That's what they're thinking. All right? They are not proud of you. They may tolerate it. They may say, okay, don't hurt yourself. Be careful. Don't get any diseases and such like that. This may be emotionally disturbing for you, but, and we hope you don't get raped and don't get abused, but don't think for a moment that they're proud of you. All right? When we get back, we'll talk a little bit more about that. And we'll talk about other news that's going on. It's really quite fascinating. There is no end of the news. It is relentless, and we have to talk about it all. That's my burden. That's my cross to bear tonight. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate... No, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
All right, folks. Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am your guest host, Brock Lurie, from The Brock Lurie Show on AMA 70, TheAnswer.com. And you can hear me on Sundays between 10 and 11 in the morning. Sundays, 10 to 11 in the morning. And check out Joe's RealSide.com, the RealSide.com website. It's a great website. You know what? I check out a lot of websites for information and for news. This one, the RealSide.com, is awesome. It's got all sorts of interviews. It's got past shows. It's also very pleasing to the eye. The navigation of the website is really quite good, and it's much better than so many others. Anyway, I highly recommend it. Let's go back. We were listening to the clip of this interview that Steven Spielberg's daughter. Do we know her name, by the way? If you have it, what her name is, but. It's their daughter, Kate Capshaw, and Steven Spielberg's daughter. She's decided to go into the world of porn and otherwise showing her body and dancing, new dancing, of course, because, you know, that makes a parent proud. That, you know, who knows? Right? Newsflash, it does not make any parent proud. All right? I just want you to know, it does not make a parent proud. There are two things I want you to know. Okay, brushing your teeth prevents cavities, and going into porn is not a good thing. Those two things, you abide by those two things in your life, you will lead a relatively happy life. Okay? It's the foundation for a happy life. Brush your teeth. Don't go into porn. Got it? All right, let's go on more with the clip they were listening to.
Who basically doesn't let people push her around. And I think they will be supportive, you know, possibly even with some security measures in place, once they know that I'm doing this out of, like, this gentle, genuine desire to not, you know, survive, but thrive as well.
Okay, so let's pause that.
I was out of control from about the ages.
Yeah, so she talks about how she's not going to let anyone push her around. This is a great way of doing it. You go into porn, and that is the best way to make sure that people don't push you around. Okay? Just want you to know. Okay? That's a straightforward way. And that does that, wait, Cody, you're saying that does not make any sense to you at all? I can't connect the dots either. I have to admit, I am not yet ready to connect those dots. What is she saying? It's a bunch of random stuff, apparently, at this point. So, but go ahead. Let's continue on.
Not, you know, survive, but sold, even to up to, like, 2 years ago. So, when I was, like, 21, I used to drink every day, and that went on for, like, 2 years until I, like, almost died a couple of times. And part of that, I feel like, was a deeper need to be independent
financially.
Okay, so financially.
Let's pause this. All right, so let me get this straight. So, what a surprise. A woman who wants to go into porn has had an addiction problem, an alcoholism problem, and other sorts of mental issues just a little while ago. Wow. I wonder if there's any correlation between the two, right, in the history of pornography, right? Because all the other ladies in the pornography, they aspire to this. They got a college degree in pornography, and they went for this, right? That's the reason why. No, of course, look, and I feel sorry for this woman. I really do. I feel sorry for Joe Biden, and I feel sorry for this woman. Look, she obviously has mental issues, okay? She talks about abandonment issues and attachment issues and such like that. And I'm gonna lay the blame right at the feet of Steven Spielberg and Kate Capshaw. Okay, this is a very emblematic issue of bad parenting. That is what is going on here. Okay, because you have a child who is has a major attachment issues like that. There's something about your parenting. Okay, you've got to own it. And Steven Spielberg, as much as I love his movies and such, obviously was not spending enough time with this young lady. No way. Okay, this does not happen. Go, let's go move forward with this.
And the anxieties that my body has caused for me were kind of like taking over my life. The PTSD I have, which is diagnosable, was like engulfing everything around me, my relationships. And like I still face lasting damage because of the hurt and harm I've done to other people because of my own survival mechanisms.
Okay, let's pause. So that makes no sense. PTSD, by the way, to say that she has PTSD is so minimizing of what PTSD is, okay? Both from a truly clinical point of view and from a colloquial point of view, it is not appropriate to say you have PTSD because you suffered somehow as a child or you have attachment issues. Here's what happens for PTSD, okay? If you've been in war and you see something absolutely horrific, your buddy's leg gets blown off right in front of your face, okay, that's PTSD. All right? Or you feel like you are in imminent danger of your own life being lost. Let's say a car is about to hit you and you just barely make it. That is PTSD. All right? And for a woman, for example, tragically she's being raped and she thinks that she might be killed in this process, that's PTSD. So unless she experienced one of those things, she's minimizing PTSD. And just throwing it out there is just, it's just wrong. All right? And I want to talk about the larger picture about all this. Okay? Why am I bringing this all up? It is emblematic. Here's somebody that not only engages in the world of porn, but wants to be proud of it and expects you to be proud of it, to applaud her. You see how this is not very much different than all those parents who have a girl who wants to be a boy, boy who wants to be a girl, and then they say, let's celebrate. Right? No. You've got an issue. You need to feel sorry for these people. You need to have pity for them. You don't need to celebrate them. You see how it's the same thing? All these basities, is that a word? Baseness, I suppose? These base desires, and they want to run with it. In this case, she wants to go with pornography, which is the most base nature of our human mind. It appeals to the most base nature of the human condition, sex. And she wants us to be proud of it, proud for her, that she's you go girl sort of thing. Okay? But that's what's happening. And that's a very much of a topic, by the way, in my book, Rise of the Sex Machines. It's about how culture and technology are wildly altering relationships and the very nature of sex itself. How we even look at sex. Okay? Sex is a glorious enterprise. It's a gift that God gives to us. It's not something that we just, throw around because it feels good. People don't even ask that question, Cody. Why does sex even feel that good, right? Why is it a 30 on a scale of 1 to 10, right? It's a 30, right? Why? It's not just so that we can reproduce it. It's like a reward for an encouragement to reproduce. Yeah, I get that. That's not what it's for. It's very different. If it were only for that to reproduce, you wouldn't need a 30 on a scale of 1 to 10. You would need, say, a 7 or an 8. You can get me to do a lot of things by giving me a great cappuccino. P.S. Cody, if you want to give me a nice cappuccino, I'll always accept it, okay? Soy milk, please. Almond milk, I don't care. It's awesome. Great cappuccino, you can get me to do a lot of things, right? I don't need that level of intensity. I don't need a 30 to do the many things that you might ask me to do, okay? But it's a 30. And the reason why it's a 30, my friends, it's not because of reproduction reasons. It's because you get to see, you are participating in God's act of creation. You are a deputy of God in engaging in the act of creation. That's why. Okay? And you get an insight into the world and in the universe, for example, through sex. We all know that. It's that this incredible intensity that you can't experience with just a nice cappuccino, for example. There's a reason why it's so good. And yet, this woman treats sex, and so many others, she's not the only one, she treats sex like it's something to throw around, right? Like getting an ice cream, right? You just hang out. What's wrong with sex? Everything's great about sex. And no one should, treat it in such a shameful way. No one should we should trivialize it. It should be all the same. Having sex with many different men at the same time or over a week, that's okay. There's no big deal with that. It's just sex, right? And yet we know it is more than just sex. There's something else about sex. When a man and a woman have sex, it changes everything. You know it, and I know it. Let's not play this game, okay? And what this woman is doing, she's simply appealing to the most prurient interest, the most base nature of the human condition, and trying to, there's that word, capitalize on it. You're just cheating, my dear. That's all you're doing, cheating. And the funny thing about all this, Cody, is that the only way to make money in the porn industry, and there's a whole chapter in my book, Rise of the Sex Machines, about this, the only way to make money, and the only reason why women are making money is that there's something taboo, something secret about it, right? So, but what happens when it's no longer taboo, no longer secret? Okay, and everyone else is doing it. Okay, guess what? The money that you make is not going to be as much. Okay? That's the way it works. Supply and demand, baby. That's always been the way. All right. We'll talk so much more about other issues going on throughout our great country and throughout the world. But don't go away. We'll be right back.